one. One love. One station. One full-on season.
It's 4 days to go until Christmas. And now, live from London, it's the Chris Moyle Show. Coming up today, after more than 2 years on this potentially award-winning afternoon show, the man we all know as Melinda is leaving today.
Bad to the bone. Bad.
Buck knows what he's going to do, but ladies and gentlemen, for the last time ever, please welcome Melinda.
Hello.
Melinda, he's the man with the girly laugh. Looks like a giraffe. Melinda, he's the man, the girls think he looks dead fit. But he's thick as pig shit. Used to be in the Royal Marines, with those legs that look like runner beans. All the chicks think he's cute, although he makes us puke. And he's got a tiny winky. Melinda, he's the man the ladies all want to kiss. Lanky streak of...
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Melinda!
Thank you very much. God, I love you guys. You're the best. Very sad day today.
Yep.
Gonna miss you all.
Yep.
You can stop now. Oh, Dave, don't cry. Thank you. Thanks. Thank you. What can I say? I'm choked.
It's all yours.
It's your show, mate.
Is it?
Yeah.
Down 45 minutes, it's all yours.
Nice one. Press play.
No. It's all yours.
What do you want to do? I haven't got any buttons in front of me.
Make the Wu-Tang Clan laugh.
Okay.
Do a little joke.
Just tell anything.
Tell anything. What happens when pigs fly?
Don't know.
The price of the bacon goes up.
Ha! Holocaust from the land of the lost. Behold the pale horse. Or of course.
And cue Melinda.
Hello. Radio 1, 10 past 4. Cue Chris.
That was Chicane, and Don't Give Up. And before that, the Wu-Tang Clan with Gravel Pit. Cue Simon.
Cue Dave.
What a double act. Will?
Still to come out, cast.
Cue Simon.
Cue Simon.
And after that, David Morales. Cue Chris.
God, we're going to miss you, Mel.
BBC would like to announce that the next scene is not considered suitable for family viewing.
Chris Moyles, Comedy Dave, Melinda, and, Will, the real dream team.
It's very useful indeed, having arms as long as...
Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
So it's Melinda's last ever show today.
Yeah.
Aww.
Aww. I know. End of an era.
We're gonna miss you when you're gone. And I vowed to make Mel cry before the end of the show.
You won't do it.
Yeah, it's gonna happen, mate.
I can't do that anymore.
I'm gonna make you bawl.
Nope.
Little fluffy bunny rabbit. Little fluffy bunny rabbit.
Not nearly.
Oh.
Nearly.
What about a poor little children's toy? I'm in the gutter, in the rain.
No, I don't care.
Sick puppies. Trying to break free from their evil cage.
You talking about Jordan?
No.
Right, okay.
They're not sick.
I don't know. They're a bit swollen.
Mm.
So, it's Melinda's last day today, and Melinda, you can have whatever you want. On the show, you can do whatever you want to do.
Can I?
Yeah, as long as Will approves it in the producer capacity.
Yeah.
Cool.
So okay. What would you like to do?
Well, I know I've got the phone lines. Can you go and answer the phones for me?
No. Nope. what would you like people to phone in with?
Whatever they like.
Messages of, good luck and bon voyage and all that.
Yeah, or a nice cushy job somewhere.
You're still after a job then?
Yeah.
He's leaving Radio 1 for pastures somewhere.
Undecided. Although I've got a few things lined up, but I don't know yet.
Like what?
Like, I'm not going to tell you.
Kirsty.
Yeah.
So you don't have a job yet, then?
No, not yet.
No, okay, fair enough. Yeah.
I think McDonald's are playing at a good rate at the moment, though.
It's too funny from Simon today. Shall we give him the big book?
Yeah.
Today, Simon, this is your life. Melinda, you were born on the 9th of May at St. Peter's Hospital in Chertsey, very close to Thorpe Park. You were christened Simon Hollis because that's the name your parents chose for you. You grew up and attend school just like any normal child. At the age of 16, you decide to leave school and join the Royal Marines as a dance choreographer. However, your military career is cut short when you hurt your foot and unable to carry out your Arctic warfare training. Having left the Marines, you decide to utilize your combat training and experience as a trained killer in the music industry, where you get a job as a runner. After getting bored with that, you decide to progress in the world of show business, landing a job as a messenger at Radio 1, which is where you acquire your stage name, Melinda. Keen to progress up the glittering ladder of fame, you offer your services as a reporter and volunteer to attend some of London's most glitzy parties and movie premieres. Not satisfied with this introduction to the world of West End glamour, you apply for a job on The Chris Moyle Show. Your first gig sees you answering the phones on the Saturday morning show, as well as a few other bits and bobs. And having proven yourself as a highly competent phone operative, you join the Moyle Show full-time as they embark on global domination with the launch of the potentially award-winning afternoon show in October 1998. Those must have been exciting times for you, Simon.
They were very exciting, yeah.
Yeah. What do you remember from starting off the show?
One of my biggest memories, obviously, the road shows.
Yeah.
They were good fun. Those. I enjoyed those.
All right, well, there's a guy that you used to work with on the Chris Moyle Show. Just take a listen to this voice.
Hello?
Yes, you haven't seen him for at least a second. It's Comedy Day!
Hey, hi, Dave. Good to see you. Such a privilege to be here and sharing this special moment with you.
Dave, you must have some funny stories to share about Melinda.
Well, there are many, actually. I remember once when we were out on the road show in Hunstanton, I think it was, myself and Simon went out to buy chips.
That's brilliant. Ladies and gentlemen, Comedy Dave. Of course, you managed to see off lots of producers on the afternoon show. Of course, even one of them left because he couldn't stand the sight of you and moved to another radio station. You've worked with, of course, Ben and Richard and Reese. But, of course, you probably recognise this particular voice.
Well, Simon, it's been a long time working with you and it's been worth every minute.
Yes, that's right. It's your old friend,
it.
Will Kinder.
Hey, hi, Will.
Simon.
How are you?
I'm really good.
I'm singing for at least a second, either.
I'm so glad to be here on this big day of yours.
Will, what are your memories of working with Melinda?
Quite few and far between, to be honest.
You don't have any, do you?
Melinda. Remind me again.
Simon.
It's me.
Simon. It's him.
Will answers the phones.
What does he do? What does he do?
Ladies and gentlemen, Will Kinder.
Thanks, Will. Thanks. Nice to see you.
Answering the phones on the Chris Moyle Show is what you're best known for and what you've been doing for over 2 years now, until a couple of months ago when you decided to leave, fearing that you might get typecast. Now, as we approach the year 2001, you plan to move onwards and upwards as you prepare for a career as a Formula One racing driver, or maybe something else. What are your plans for the future, Simon?
I have big plans for myself for the future, but everything's in the pipeline at the moment.
Right.
Just looking rosy.
Down the tube.
Well, Melinda, good luck with the future. And shall I just say, Simon Hollis, this is your life.
Thank you very much.
Cue Simon.
Cue Dave.
Hello.
That's Outkast and B.O.B., which you love.
I love. Great track.
It's one of Melinda's favourites.
Is that and their other one, Miss Jackson, which will be out in February.
Excuse me?
When did you get all the music knowledge?
It's Jay Wiley's Pet Sound of the Week.
How do you know that?
Because I listen.
Give over.
I do, seriously.
You don't?
Yeah.
Do you really?
I've got radios here and everything.
You listen to Radio 1?
Yeah.
During the day?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's
all
rubbish
day,
myself.
Every day.
I can't stand it. It's crap. I listen to Heart.
Really?
Yeah. I saw Joe Wiley outside the building today. Mm-hmm. Oh, hang on a second. That's common knowledge, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she obviously had been out with a friend of hers. And a friend gave her a kiss goodbye. He went, see you, Joe. See you for next week or something. And then she kissed the baby. You know, because she's got a baby in her tummy.
Oh, right, yeah. Tummy.
Yeah, she's got a baby inside her tummy.
How did that get there?
Huh?
How did that get there, then?
Shut up, Will.
Her husband had sex with her.
Okay.
Yeah, she was impregnated.
Yeah. Well, what happened was, right, yeah. I would imagine she's lying on the bed, right? Do you want me to explain this to you?
So did the mummy and daddy who loved each other very much sit very close together? Is that what happened?
No, he buffed her.
Okay.
Right. Anyway, do you not know that, mate? Anyway, so this woman, she kissed a baby. She knelt down and kissed Joe's tummy.
That's a beautiful story.
Yeah, but you should have seen the look on Joe's face when I tried to have a go. Radio 1 full-on season. The official Christmas Top 40 with Mark Gideon.
Who will be number one? Can Westlife do it again this year with What Makes a Man? Tell me what makes a man. There's also strong competition from Bob the Builder and Eminem.
Dear mister, I'm too good to call and write my fin. This will be the last package I ever send you.
Hear the Christmas number one first as we count down the UK's only singles sales top 40. Exclusive to Radio 1. Christmas Eve from 4.
One love, one station. Radio 1. Full on season. Radio 1. Radio 1.
Chris Miles, you're a
And it's over to Tony for tonight's gamble.
Charlie and I were out the back when Vera and Dave came by and said, come along for a picnic.
Okay, as soon as you know the answer, press the buzzer. Right, who's going to go first? Chris Miles on
Radio 1. So, Melinda, yep. It's your last show today, and we have organised a surprise for you.
Have you really?
Yeah, a very small one.
Very, very small. It's somebody on the phone.
Really?
Yeah. Because they couldn't make it in.
Hopefully.
What?
Hopefully.
I thought that was guaranteed.
Well, you know.
Really? So it's someone on the phone.
Right.
Later.
Okay, what time?
Soon, on the dot.
Before the end of the show.
Mm.
That's very kind of you, thank you.
Well, it's a pleasure. You know.
The pulling power of you guys is just unbelievable.
Well,
we're an incredible team.
I get you, David Beckham, Victoria, you know. You get me somebody on the phone.
Well, you know, what can I say? By the way, we did phone up your favourite football club, Chelsea.
Yep.
And asked if they could do something for you on the show today, and they said no. So, sorry about that.
Don't mind you. At least you tried.
Yeah. But we've got David O'Leary on the show later, though.
Oh, great, yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Right, so more Melinda phone calls later. Let's start calling now.
Nicely done.
I'll just shut up now. TLC, Sleigh Ride. Radio 1. Humbug. Right, Rudy Silver coming up. Here's Carolyn and Mike with news for sports, 4:30.
The £2.5 million pet food scam.
And in sport, one French star heads for London. Another could be following.
Radio 1, Newsbeat.
Five men have been found guilty of selling hundreds of tons of contaminated chicken and turkey meat to supermarkets, which was meant to be turned into pet food. Butchers and restaurants also sold the meat to customers across the UK for 3 years. The men will be sentenced at Hull Crown Court in the morning. Lewis Coates from Rotherham Environmental Health says people may have been poisoned.
In the short term, from food poisoning bacteria such as Salmonella and Campylobacter, and the possibilities of what might happen in the long term from the carcinogens, the tumours and the chemicals and the hormones within the poultry, we just can't tell.
Two British men who were kidnapped by guerrillas in Central America have returned to the UK. Paul Winder, who's from Essex, and Tom Hartdyke from Kent, were seized 9 months ago in Colombia while they were orchid hunting. Richie and Jay from Five have appeared in court in Dublin, charged with assault and public disorder. It follows a brawl in a city centre pub last night. Two charity workers jailed for turning a blind eye to drug deals at a homeless shelter in Cambridge have been told that their convictions won't be quashed, but the judge said that Ruth Weiner and John Brock had served long enough and won't be going back to prison. Superintendent Paul Craig says it proves that their original investigation was right.
The residents of Cambridge have a right to be protected from the consequences of drug misuse. Should similar complaints be made to the police in the future, they will be thoroughly investigated.
The nominations for this year's Golden Globes are out, and they're always seen as a hint for the Oscars. Well, Briggy Smale, our entertainment reporter, is here. Briggy, who's up for what?
Well, Carolyn, Gladiator and Traffic both have 5 nominations, with Russell Crowe up for Best Actor. Julia Roberts faces competition from Björk in Best Actress category. The UK stars have done well for Best Supporting Actress. Catherine Zeta-Jones meets Dame Judi Dench and Julie Walters. Billy Elliot's got a couple of nominations, and Chicken Run's got one. The Best Actor category is going to be a close one. Robert De Niro, Mel Gibson, Jim Carrey, George Clooney and John Cusack.
Striker Titi Camara has said au revoir to Liverpool and moved to West Ham for £1.5 million. He's convinced it's a good move.
West Ham, good team. It's possible good challenge next season. It's possible finish 4 or 5 premierships.
At least I think that's what he said. Hammers boss Harry Redknapp feels the January sales have come early.
It gives me options. You know, I can play him through the middle with Freddie, and Paulo can play behind. I can play him wide left, where he's very, very effective with his pace and ability to run at people. So, yeah, I think he can do several jobs for me. So you need options, and I'm very pleased to have him. For that money, I think he's a bargain.
Across London, runaway First Division leaders Fulham have confirmed they're considering an £8 million bid for the former Arsenal ace Emmanuel Petit. Latest Premiership player for sale is Bradford goalkeeper Matt Clark, listed at his own request. And Sir Alan Sugar's confirmed he will step down as Tottenham chairman in February after the sale of his controlling interest to Enic. I'm Mike Vince.
The weather, dry and frosty in most places tonight, tomorrow.
Frosty the snowman.
It will be very frosty. Tomorrow, very cold, dry everywhere except for the north of Scotland. There's a good chance of rain there. We'll update the news and the sport at 5.
Hey, by the way, that was beautifully read by Briggy, wasn't it?
Thank you. Yeah, George is John's lesser-known brother.
Yeah. So what's did you say Catherine Zeta-Jones?
Yeah.
She's up for an award?
Yeah, against Dame Judi Dench and Julie Walters.
What's she been in?
Well, she was in Traffic recently. It's just coming out soon, so we haven't actually seen her. But, yeah, she's had a nomination.
Sounds great.
Yeah, can't she sounds a good chance, doesn't she? Do you think?
I'd vote for her.
Definitely. Yeah, but acting.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Hmm. And what's De Niro's nomination for?
He has got one for Meet the Parents. Let me just meet the parents.
Look at me as I look through the script.
No, do you know what? There's actually about 30 nominations, so, you know, can't remember them all, can I? It's Meet the Parents.
Hang on a second, though. Best Actor is generally quite an important one, though. You know, it's not like Robert De Niro's.
I was thrown by George Cusack.
Robert De Niro's not for Best Lighting Director.
He could well be.
Mike, what's your take on it all?
I think Gladiator will probably come away with quite a few awards.
It's
probably.
Not Mike.
I'm sure I just said, Mike, what's your take on it?
Oh, Mike, I'm sorry.
I was just going to the bookies to try and find some odds, but you know what I'm like, Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have thought De Niro would probably get a few, you know. I only back certainties in this job.
It's a shamble. You know, it sounds like the Newsweek party started early.
Yeah, started at midday.
Happy Christmas, Moyles.
Happy Christmas, Mike. Briggy, Karen.
Happy Christmas, Lance.
I really hope that Catherine De Niro wins that award. Radio and relax. There you go, Melinda. Picture number one of Melinda is now on the website on Radio 1. Online. www.bbc.co.uk/radio1. Go to view the studio cam and have a look at me.
BBC would like to announce that the next scene is not considered suitable for family viewing.
Chris Moyles, Comedy Dave, Melinda, and Will, the real dream team.
It's very useful indeed, having arms as long as...
Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
Hello. Right, shall we take some phone calls then?
Yeah.
Line one, hello.
Is that Chris Moyles?
Yes, it is Chris Moyles. Oh, I love school holidays. Mm.
We've been trying to get to see you all afternoon. Our boss has just jetted off to the Middle East and we just thought that we'd speak to you.
Lovely.
are we on air now?
Yeah, what do you want to talk about?
What do we want to talk about, girls? We're actually talking about Christmas.
Bye-bye. Radio 1, hello.
Hello, is that Chris Moyles?
Yes, mate.
Yes, Chris. Right, last week I sent you a fax for a job offer for Mel.
Writer.
Yes.
Writer. Yes, mate?
That was working in a taxi office, doing what he does now.
Do you want to work in a taxi office, Mel?
No, I don't. Well, got to do it.
It's a very kind offer, but no thanks.
No? You'll probably do a bit more here than what you do there, Mel.
He doesn't want to do it.
No.
Show me a job up your ass.
Okay, then.
Yeah, right, then, fair enough. Radio 1, hello?
Yeah, why did you get Bob the Builder? You keep mentioning him early on about who's going to be the number one.
I'm sorry, I only speak the Queen's English.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Radio 1, hello?
Why does no one play Bob the Builder anymore?
We played it yesterday.
I know you played it.
Shut up. Radio 1, hello.
Hi,
what is
the issue for your Christmas version of Stan?
Will we play our Christmas version of Stan?
Let's have a
look. Let's check with our producer.
No, but it's played on Breakfast tomorrow morning.
No, but it's going to be on the Breakfast Show tomorrow morning. God bless. Radio 1, hello.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Who's that?
Chris Moyles, what can I do for you?
Hey,
guys, Chris Miles on the end of the phone.
Yeah.
I don't think Melinda should leave today, mate.
He doesn't. Why not?
Because he's pretty good at what he does. I think Comedy Dave should leave.
I think it's a little bit harsh personally.
Thanks so much, yeah.
But actually, you could be right.
Thank you.
All right, then.
You are?
What?
Nothing.
Hello?
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 Hello? Hello? Bye. So there you go. More of our beautiful, friendly listeners later with messages from Melinda.
Thank you.
Even though there were many messages from Melinda. But still, somebody wanted you to leave, Dave.
Excellent.
That could only be a good thing. What do you think of that, then?
Phenomenal.
Is that right?
Yeah, you know, there's only one word that really sums it up for me.
And what's that?
Phenomenal.
What about you, Mel?
Beautiful.
Will?
I love that.
See, what they've done, you see what they've done there? They've taken the lyrics. Hit me, baby. Check out this. Anyway, you get the idea. It's Melinda's last day today.
All day.
Hooray!
I'm sad.
Are you?
Yeah.
I can give a monkeys.
No, you can.
Oh, was that a rude word?
Monkeys.
What?
Monkeys.
No, I almost said...
Did you? Give a... No, well, you can't mess with that.
Right. You're not allowed to say that
one. No!
What about I couldn't give a...
No.
S?
Why don't you say something nice? Say something nice.
No, I can't.
Evil.
Huh?
You're evil.
Right, let's get the phones. Line one, hello.
Just like to say, Rye, that you are really rude to everyone.
Ah, shut your face. Radio 1, hello?
Hello, is that Chris?
Yes, mate.
Hey, up, it's Neil from Bradford.
Hey, up, Neil in Bradford.
Hey, up, how you doing?
Hey, up, I'm fine. Hey, up!
Hey, up!
Hey, up,
I don't know what I bring up for, really. I just... messing about.
Fair enough then.
Alright, see you then.
Bye!
Bye.
Radio 1, hello?
Hi, I've just got a question for Chris Miles.
Yeah.
Right, is this Dan? You know how he was the official DJ for Madonna's pregnancy?
Yeah.
Well, is he going to be the official DJ of her wedding as well?
Not only that, but
the wedding disco.
The wedding disco as
And
well.
The official DJ at the wedding disco.
Alright, and a message for Melinda.
Yeah.
Right, tell him good luck, because he, to get a better job,
because
he's done rubbish than
we
want.
Okay,
no, lovely.
Thanks, mate. Nice. All right,
bye bye.
Good to have a good personality.
I think so, yeah.
Radio 1, hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
What movie?
Yes.
Will you play S Club 7?
What?
Will you play S Club 7?
Might do. Good. Radio 1, hello.
Hello, yes. Last week, Chris mentioned about Papo Banton appearing somewhere. I wondered where it was, because I'm his biggest fan.
No, we didn't.
Did we?
No.
I think we did.
It was on Saturday. It was in Leeds. Papo Banton and someone.
Yeah, that was a joke.
Oh, are you kidding?
Bye. Oh, yes, I am. Radio 1, hello.
No, they're gone.
Radio 1, hello.
Hello, Sisla.
Hello.
Hello, it's Emma here from Mid Wales. Can you just say a big hello to my dad, who's the original Bob the Builder?
No.
If you're sick of him, then what do you think, you know, all these people going by going...
Bye.
What's she talking about?
Oh, no.
No idea.
I'm not sick of Bob the Builder. Radio 1, hello.
Chris.
Yes.
Hey, look, mate, it's Paul from Stoke here, the Black Horse in Hendon.
I don't
know if you remember, but fired up.
We remember you. How are you?
I'm all right, mate. How are you?
Very good, my friend.
I just wanted to do a public announcement saying commiserations to Melinda for leaving on air, if possible.
Thanks, Paul.
Well, you just done it, mate. Thank you very much.
But I'm not on air. I'm listening to the bloody radio in my corner.
You are on the air, you silly bunkers barncake. Bye-bye. There you go. Right, lovely Stoke. God bless. Merry Christmas. More calls later.
One full-on New Year's Eve on Radio 1.
Party people!
12 hours, 8 venues, 11 DJs, including Trevor Nelson.
This is Trevor Nelson getting ready for New Year's Eve. I'll be live from the Ministry of Sound in London for Radio 1's R&B New Year's Eve party, kicking off at 10.
Everybody in the house tonight, make some noise!
Party people!
Cool.
call the Radio 1 concert line, 08700 100 100 for ticket details.
What's going to happen?
Trevor Nelson, Ministry of Sound, London. One love, one station, one full on New Year's Eve.
Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Top record from Coldplay and Yellow on Radio 1. It's 5 to 5. Melinda is going to do one of his legendary quizzes.
Wowee.
Before the end of the show. He's known for his hilarious quizzes because they're always crap.
This one's going to kill you.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Have you put a lot of work into it?
A lot of work.
Okay.
It took me all of 20 minutes.
Did it really?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, some people may recognise this as a Music 2 Confessions, but it's not. Well, no, it is, but we're not doing confessions.
So he's going to make me confess something
again? We're only on for another hour. So what we've done is we've got some special messages from a lot of your...
biggest fans.
Yeah.
That's nice.
First of all, we asked Sarah Cox if she'd do a leaving message for you, a goodbye message, and this is what she gave us.
Bye!
So there you go. Thank you very much, Sarah.
Oh, dear.
Melinda, also known as Simon. My, how we'll miss you. We rearranged the letters from your name and we came up with the words sin and mince, nearly. And I think those two words sum you up beautifully. You'll be greatly missed. You're the only man apart from Moyles who isn't gay or ugly at Radio 1. And we love you. Oh, and Neil. So's Neil. And we'll miss you greatly. And you're a very lovely bloke. And thank you for all the hugs. You know what I mean?
Oh, I.
Hey.
It's very
and
nice.
And then the messages continued.
Hi, Melinda, it's Clive Warren. I know I've left Radio 1 and I'm currently at Virgin Radio tonight at 10 o'clock, 10 great songs in a row, etc. I'm
going to
miss you, so good luck in your new career.
I'm Clive's friend Paul, and I'm going to miss him too.
Do you want more?
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, go on.
Melinda, this is your old friend, Baldy Greg, and I would just like to say good luck in the future. And, it shouldn't be that hard to get a job, not after working on this show. And apparently McDonald's on Tottenham Court Road have vacancies.
Into the same place as me.
Do you want another one?
Is there more?
Melinda, this is highly trained international showbiz type showbiz Mitch here. I just want to say goodbye. And I'll miss all the fun things that we did together, like me lending you my walkie-talkies and you never giving them back. Me letting you drive my sports car up the road and you crashing it into a traffic island and bursting both tyres and damaging the wheels. Life will be so much simpler without you. So hopefully I'll see you soon. You can come and wreck something else. Bye-bye.
There you go.
That's
and great. One more message from one of your biggest fans.
Melinda, it's Richard Bacon from The Big Breakfast. I'm sorry you're leaving. In many ways, you taught me everything I know. And you taught me how to broadcast. And, you know, your departure is something that not only I, but all of the listeners to Radio 1 will regret. You're a very funny man. This is, for me, something that I will mourn. And, to be honest, I'm drunk.
I wonder what he was talking about.
And one final message, which you may be interested. Somebody came to Will and asked if they could record a special message for you.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be very surprised to hear who, but...
I'm nervous here.
It's the boss of Radio 1, Mr... Andy Parfitt.
It's with great sadness that we say goodbye to...
Simon.
To Simon after...
2.5 years.
2.5 years of great work here at...
The Chris Moyles Show.
The Chris Moyles Show. Over that period of...
Two and a half years.
Melinda. Melinda has shown great promise, taking on a number of tasks in the
Chris Moyles Show.
In the Chris Moyles Show, yes. Thank you,
Melinda.
Thank you, Melinda, for the efforts you've made for the BBC, and
thank you and goodbye.
Thank you and goodbye.
Yes. It was my way.
I'm choked.
Are you crying yet?
Not yet, no.
I'll get you before the end of the show, you fucker. Alright, we'll continue. Robbie Williams coming up at Melinda's Game sometime after 5 o'clock after news and sport with Carolyn and Mike at 5.
The pet food scam that netted £2.5 million.
And in sport, camera joins the London picture at West Ham.
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
Five men have been found guilty of plotting one of Britain's biggest ever food scandals. They sold hundreds of tons of unfit chicken to supermarkets and restaurants and made more than £2 million profit. The food was supposed to be used to make pet food. Their five will be sentenced at Hull Crown Court in the morning. Two British men who were held by guerrillas in Colombia say they were treated well. Tom Hart Dyke, who's from Kent, and Paul Winder from Essex were captured at gunpoint while looking for rare orchids in the jungle.
It was tough. The jungle is a very tough environment. We're not used to living in that environment, so for us it is tough.
Richie and Jay from Five have appeared in court in Dublin, charged with assault and public disorder. It follows a brawl in a city centre pub last night. Train companies have announced another £20 million compensation for passengers who've suffered disruption. The money will cover problems in the past 4 weeks. Marjorie Evans, the head teacher cleared of slapping a pupil, is returning to work tomorrow, but she's still facing disciplinary procedures over allegations of mistreatment of pupils at her school in Monmouthshire. Security is tight at the 17th century cathedral in Dornoch ahead of the christening of Madonna's son Rocco. It all starts in about an hour.
West Ham have signed striker Titi Kamara from Liverpool for £1.5 million. He's got a 3.5-year contract. First Division leaders Fulham have admitted they're considering a move for Emmanuel Petit. The former Arsenal midfielder would cost £8 million. England's caretaker coach Peter Taylor seems on collision course with the FA. He's launched a furious attack on the video advisory panel's decision to charge his captain, Mas Elliott, with violent behaviour. And the rugby union have threatened to withdraw the allocation of any player who's found to have misused international tickets. I'm Mike Vince.
The weather dry and frosty in most places tonight. Tomorrow, staying cold and dry everywhere, except for the north of Scotland, where there's a good chance of rain. Next from us, we're at a mainline railway station as the Christmas getaway begins, and the latest from Dornoch as the world's media gets ready for Rocco's christening.
The latest from where?
Dornoch.
Come in. That's all it needs to be at.
Dornoch.
Come in.
5:45.
Mike, I thought you got through that sport bulletin beautifully.
I've got a frog. I don't know where I got it from. I've been to France again, have I? I don't know.
What's wrong with your throat?
I just got a frog in it. I don't know what happened.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah?
Just taking a glass of water. I'm sorry about that.
What are you doing for Christmas?
A bit of work, bit of pleasure, bit of fun.
Aye,
bit of relaxation,
aye.
Bit of everything,
yeah.
Bit of writing my memoirs of a golden year, the highlight of which have been appearing on the Chris Moyle Show.
Of course, yeah.
And I might even get time tonight to write you a little card that says Happy Christmas, Moyles.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. That'd be lovely. By the way, don't expect one in return, obviously. I don't do cards.
No, I take it as red.
Yeah, that's all right.
I've always said it as red with you.
Well, thank you very much, Mike. I think you have a great voice.
Thank you so much.
He's one of the best sports people in the business, Mike.
Yes. I've heard that, yes.
And Carolyn, what's your plans for Christmas?
All pleasure and no work, actually.
Okay, well, let's not get into that then, shall we? But God bless, and I hope it goes well. I hope they're not going to have pleasure together. You know what I mean? He's going to have pleasure, she's going to have pleasure. What the hell's going
on? He's got
there?
A frog in his throat.
I tell you what.
I mean?
He's got a frog, she's having pleasure. What a Christmas! Melinda, what are you doing?
You up?
Why did you... When Melinda's posing for the webcam, why did you switch off...
Mind the tree.
And also knocking the Christmas tree over. By the way, that he stole from Studio 2.
That's Mayo's tree, isn't it?
Yeah, Melinda stole Simon Mayo's tree. And you know that Simon Mayo, because he's friends with God, he will have you struck down by lightning.
I'm trying to brighten up this studio. It's not very Christmassy.
Melinda, this is the voice of God. Simon Mayo told me you stole his tree. For that! You must perish in hell.
That's your all-purpose Santa and God voice, isn't it?
Mm. Well, yes, they are very
similar. He's multi-talented.
Hello, I'm God. And I'm Santa.
Damn. We can do this quiz, then.
Yeah, baby. Okay.
That's Melinda, by the way. He's got a glass of champagne. He doesn't offer any to anybody else, does he?
How come you've got some as well?
Because I went for a fag in the kitchen.
Who's there? Well, Andy, yeah. Why have they got champagne?
Because they were given some.
By who?
I don't know.
By who?
A friend.
A friend? Someone who works here?
No.
No.
Willy
Wonka.
Who's Willy?
They say Willy Wonka. Willy Wonka gave them champagne.
All right.
So explain what this quiz is then.
Okay, right. The quiz is called
Hawaiian Eye.
Is it called Hawaiian Eye?
No, it's called You Owe Me, Pal.
Okay, sorry about that. I owe you, pal.
Yep, you owe me, pal.
I owe you, pal. All right.
You've each got five questions.
Okay.
They're not multiple choice.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The thing is,
yeah.
Do you want to play this game?
Yes, please.
Will, do you want to play?
Yes.
And Dave, do you want to play?
Yes.
Okay, right. Basically, you get five questions each.
Was that one of the questions?
No.
No, I get a point for that.
No, you don't get any points for that. But Okay. Basically, each question you get wrong, you owe me a pound.
So is this a way to make money?
Yep.
Right.
That's why it's called You Owe Me, Pal.
And what if we get it right?
Then well done.
Do we not get a quid if we get it right?
Maybe.
Right.
We'll work that one out afterwards.
I love these quizzes.
Mm. All right, Chris.
Yes.
Your first question. Can
I
have a little bit of a comedy bed, please? Okay. Question number one. Producer Will has a middle name. What is it? We've done this recently.
Will?
No, mate. I'm not helping you out.
It's something like Peter or Roger, isn't it?
It's not Roger.
Peter.
Well, that's a pound you owe me already. It's Martin.
Martin?
Martin.
That's a stupid name.
Question number two. Sarah Cox had her birthday recently. What day was it? It was last week sometime.
It was... When did I see her? Was it Thursday?
Will, don't help him out here.
Was it Thursday last week?
Is that your final answer?
No. Obviously not. Oh, when did Sarah have her birthday?
Nobody else can help.
Oh, I wonder.
No.
I wonder.
It's not fair.
When did... Oi, Hosey, Andy, when did... Does anyone know? I don't know.
Okay, well, it was last Wednesday, so that's two counting so far. Right, Fergus Dudley, one of the big bosses at Radio 1, has been here how many years and what was the month for a bonus squid?
For a bonus what?
Squid. Cushdie.
What are you doing, Del Boy?
Pillock.
We're always in the army. 25 years.
It's another pound, Jamie. It's 20 years and it was July.
I haven't done the month yet. July.
Year, so that's it.
July.
No, July. No, you got it wrong.
July. I haven't got it wrong. You're saying the right answer, you divvy.
No.
July.
The main question
Let
was...
Let me answer the question, you landy streak of... July.
You got it wrong.
You got it wrong anyway. Don't worry about it. Which Radio 1 DJ was formerly
Can't wait
married?
Till you bloody leave.
Okay. Which Radio 1 DJ was formerly married to the lead singer, The Wonder Stuff?
Marianne.
Correct. And finally, your last question. Father Mayo...
Size of a cow.
Father Mayo retires from Radio when?
Welcome to the cheap seats. What?
Father Mayo retires from Radio 1 when?
Next
What's
year.
What's the date?
What's the date?
Yeah.
Oh, February the 16th.
Well done.
Yes.
Yeah.
Give me a total of three...
Bring points. It on, lanky boy.
Ready for the next round?
Yeah.
Dave?
Yeah. Are you bored of this already?
Just quicken it up a bit.
I think it's all right. Yeah, speed it up, but it's okay.
All right, Dave Pearce used to present a show at another station before Radio 1. What was the show?
That's easy.
Oh, it was, breakfast.
Correct.
Yeah, how we ever got
Dangerous Dave's breakfast.
Right. I can't get up. Dave. Just get out of bed till midday.
Next.
Boombastic was a hit for Shaggy. What was the year?
93.
As it's you, Dave, I need the month as well.
93, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's not, no, that's, well, that's wrong anyway.
Was it?
Yeah. So you're not going to get that. So it's 23rd of September, 95.
Yeah.
That's a pound you owe me already. Kavanagh had a top 10 hit in Joni 97. What was the track called?
God. Kavanagh. Was it I'm Really Macho?
Yeah,
so macho.
The Sunita cover.
Come on, you're pop quiz kings.
I Like Girls.
Yeah. YMCA.
No, it's I Can Make...
Live in La Vida Loca.
Yeah.
I Can Make You Feel Good, went at number 8.
Yeah, I bet you could.
Okay.
Okay, question number 4. Before coming to Radio 1, Simon Mayo was a DJ at which station?
That's easy.
Well, he's been a DJ at several stations.
No, his last station before Radio 1.
I know the answer. I can help you, Dave.
Nope.
No, if help. You want.
Well... This isn't my answer, but I know he worked in Nottingham on
right.
Trent.
Okay.
No.
Hang on.
BBC Radio
Nottingham. Wait, BBC Radio Nottingham.
Is the right answer?
They helped you.
And who? Here's a bonus point for you, Melinda. Who did he do a show opposite?
Oh, I don't really care about that. It's my quiz.
What?
Right, question number 5.
Shut your face, fatty.
What point, my mate?
That was Dale Winton.
Radio 1 DJ Nimone has a funny surname. What is it and how do you spell it?
Metaxas. M-A-T-A-X-A-S.
Well done. Ooh. Out of all that, you owe me two.
No, it's not. It's Alisa.
Okay.
Are you what? Nimone
Alisa.
Will.
Yeah.
Hey, you haven't paid up, by the way.
Ing Woman. Her surname is Ing Woman. Nimone Ing Woman. Yeah? What?
Well.
You haven't paid up yet.
But how many, how much do I owe you?
£3.
Well, that's a stupid quiz. But I had to pay you £3.
Yeah.
I bought you a lunch today, you cheap ass. What's wrong with you?
Well, if I get enough, I'll buy you one tomorrow. Right, Will.
Yeah.
You're not here tomorrow.
We're in Manchester
exactly.
tomorrow.
Exactly.
I've only got a fiver.
He's got change.
I've got
what?
There you go. Got £2 change there.
Yeah. I'm not really giving you money.
Come on.
Right, Will's questions.
Here right, Will, I have a really bad pet hate that you know about. Can you remember what it is?
Dave Pearce?
being told what to do.
Well, there is that, but no, it's my headphones. They're like people wearing my headphones. Okay.
No, but hang on a second, that's true as well. You hate being told what to do.
More than your headphones.
Yeah.
No, but that's my pet hate, and that's what
you hate lots of people here.
That's the answer I have on my piece of paper in front of me.
Rubbish.
Right, number two, Take That ad. How many number one singles?
Five.
No, it was eight. I'm going to do all right here. Tim Westwood has two weekend shows. What time are they on?
Quite late at night. I think that's good. I think it's fair.
No.
11.
No, it's never 11. That's just swearing on it. Can't
right,
be 11.
Fridays is?
1 in the morning.
No, it's 11 till 2. Saturdays is?
11 till 2.
12.
It's 9 till 12.
No.
So that's, I'll take £2 for that one. The number one selling album.
Hang on a second. Have you ever actually heard Tim Westwood on the air?
Yeah.
I have.
When?
Well, late in the evening. Like I said. I can't understand it, to be honest.
Quiet in the audience, please.
It's a great show.
It's very noisy.
I really like it.
Very noisy. I'm swearing on it.
It's all blessed enough, baby.
All right, that'll do. Thank you. Stop talking. I'm trying to quiz here. Right, question number four. The number one selling album in the country at the moment is what?
Oh.
That's easy.
It is very easy.
Yeah.
Oh, is it Madonna music?
No, it's
Beatles.
No,
you moron.
It's the what?
Beatles.
No one knows who the Beatles are.
It's the number one album, you div.
Right, finally, Judge Jules is getting on a bit now. How old is he?
42.
He's 30.
Yeah.
Who is?
He's not
30, my ass.
Rubbish.
Is he hell?
He's about 37.
The guy's pushing 40.
Judge Jules is not younger than me.
He's not 30.
That's what Greg has said.
Greg's a like 30. Showbiz age might
Baldy
be 30.
Greg said he was 30.
He's not. Greg's 30.
Well, that's quite, no, that's what I've got down in front of me anyway, so that's a five you owe me.
Baldy Greg has trouble talking, for God's sake. Get, let alone knowing anyone's his age.
Excuse me. Will?
What?
Money.
I don't have money.
All right, so hang on a sec. The scores were what then?
Okay, Will in last place had 5.
Yeah.
You in second place with 3. Yeah. And Dave won with 2.
Thank you.
Although everybody's a loser because you'll pay me.
Well, thank you very much. That was
sensational.
A really worthwhile quiz, and I'm sure the nation is enjoying listening to Dr. Fox at the moment.
Radio 1, one love, one station.
Riding around with his motorbike with a fat pig.
Radio 1, dance anthems on Radio 1.
This is Dave Pearce counting down the top 50 dance anthems of the year.
Dance anthems, top 50.
Big tunes from...
Dance anthems, top 50.
Massive anthems from...
Top 50. Dance anthems on Radio 1.
But what will be the biggest anthem of 2000? Find out on Christmas Eve from 7, right after the Christmas number 1.
Dance anthems, top 50. Top 50 on Radio 1.
Did you hear a Coldplay on Joe Wiley's show?
Well, yes.
Did you like that?
Mm.
And they did a little Christmassy song that was really nice, and I believe if you're listening to the show, you'd have heard the lead singer of Coldplay just say just how good it was.
Mm.
In fact, I believe he said he was flaming well pleased with it. And it was a good song.
Do you know what? I'd love to hear that track again.
Would you really?
Yeah.
That does surprise me. Because I have it right here.
No way.
Yeah. If you're a Coldplay fan, you'll love this. If you're not, you'll still love it. Because, do you know what I like about it? Is the fact that he hits every single note perfectly.
He's one full-on singer.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't wobble on any notes and he's in key all the way through the song. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, please.
Coldplay.
Brilliant.
What? That was brilliant. What?
Nothing.
I like the ending. I think it's nice. Flaming Neck.
It's the
best bit.
Ecky thump. I got to the foot of our stairs. And by the way, that was a Coldplay, by the way, and a very, very beautiful version of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. And it's not only pop stars that can sing Christmas songs.
I know where you go with this. This is a great link, isn't it?
Where am I going?
I think you're going to move towards your Christmas karaoke CD.
Well, before the show, we knocked out a few songs. We'll play a classic Christmas song by all of us before the end of the show, and maybe a few individual numbers. But this is what we were singing before the show. This is me, Dave, Will. Which Chris is the best?
Thank you.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make your heart be light.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Snowman brings the snow.
Well,
he might just like to know. He's put a great big smile upon somebody's face.
Started off way too high.
And Melinda sings a Christmas classic. Go, Melinda.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
It was a beautiful, beautiful time we all had. Later on, we will play in full a Christmas song.
Traffic and travel news with your guy in the sky.
At this time of year, I am feeling rather queer. I love drinking cans of beer and watching posh birds on Top Gear.
Caution.
All right, Roger, I know exactly what I'm doing. Dick Shears here, your guy in the sky, with all the breaking traffic news for your area. And I'm pleased to say that my special guest in the chopper day today is Billy. Hello, Billy. What would you like for Christmas, me darling? Oh, a helicopter. Well, let's see what I can do. Look, I've got red hair too. Starting off in Beaverbrook, I can see something from up here, but I can't quite make it out because of the dark. Rog, turn on the thermal imaging camera. That's better. I can see a man surrounded by two glowing globes outside what looks like a luxury car dealership. Rog, zoom in a bit. Let's get a closer look. Yep, definitely a glowing man and two shiny warm globes. Rog, is that Chris Evans and Jordan? I still can't quite make it out. Tune in next time on Pillock Camera Action, when hopefully Roger will be able to work out the thermal imager properly. And finally, on to the traffic news. No major problems to report here as yet. What with the dark and the low-level mist, I can't see dick from up here. No real problems to report whatsoever. So if you're on your way home at the moment, I can't see anything, so hopefully you can't either. Roger, let's go home. We can't see most of the ground, so there's not a great deal we can do for the motorists of Britain. Do you fancy a drink when we get back on terra firma, Billy? No, I understand. Maybe next time. That's your traffic and travel with me, Dick Cheese, the copper in the chopper, brought to you in association with Robinson's Fruit Preserves, the only type of jam you look forward to getting stuck into.
Come and call Dick Cheese, 08700-255-742, 08700-255-742.
Call me now.
The excellent Old Saints and Pure Shores, record of the year. Hey, music first. Alright?
Yeah.
Hands second.
Shoulders, knees and toes.
Oh dear. Are you all right, Melinda?
Yeah, I'm nervous. You lot are plotting.
We're not plotting anything. But we did get a phone call from a guy who would like to say goodbye and good luck to Mel. And, well, no, he wants to... we got an email saying, this guy's just called, he wants to say goodbye and good luck to Mel and to look him up sometime.
Look him up.
Yeah. It's not Kavanagh, so you don't worry about
that.
Thank
God for that.
And he's on the phone now. And you have to talk to him, right? He's on line one, so say hello, line one.
Line one.
Hello.
Who's that?
This is Mr. David Speedy.
Really?
Good afternoon to you. Yes, good afternoon.
You're joking.
No,
he
I'm not.
Him up.
No,
it's him.
I heard you mention me several programmes, well, several months ago on one of your programmes, and I was just listening to the show tonight, and I heard Chris say that no one from Chelsea could say goodbye to you, so I thought I'd give you a ring and say goodbye.
One of the greatest.
Oh, thank you.
Is he good?
He was very good.
I've never heard of him personally.
Day.
No offence, David.
I've scored against Leeds a few times, mate, in my time as well.
Well, that narrows it down. you could be playing for Scarborough if you scored against Leeds.
Well, it's true. No. Leeds used to be a team I used to follow when I was at school, so I can't say anything derogatory against them.
Were they really?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Where am I from? I was born in Scotland, but I was raised in Doncaster.
That's all right.
So I still live out in Doncaster.
Okay, cool. And what do you do these days?
Not a great deal, to be honest. I do a bit of agency work, but mostly I just live off the fruits of my labour from when I was playing, really.
Do you not have a pub?
No, not at all. No, I go in a few, but no, I don't have one, no.
I thought it was the law that all ex-footballers had to have a pub.
I think that was in the old days. I think nowadays it's a bit more modern nowadays. No, I don't have anything like that. I take life pretty easy, I must admit.
So this guy, you liked him when he was playing for Chelsea?
Oh, yeah, damn right. I mean, he was one of the greatest at the time. It's really good to speak to somebody that is actually English-speaking, though, in our team, apart from Dennis and Jody.
I was actually born in Scotland and the Scottish International, as you know, so I'm actually Scottish. So I'll...
Yeah, but, you know, I'll give you that.
Yeah, I know you mean. At least
I won't hold that against
you. I'll give you that.
I can speak the...